I want to encourage everybody again to take out a chumash. I think it will be of much greater benefit to have a chumash in front of you as we work through the Ramban, to be familiar with the psukim that we are discussing. Today we're going to begin the Perek Tes. It's on page 40 in your art scroll. As Noach emerges from the Teva, so Hashem gives him a series of... they have a conversation, basically, in which Hashem communicates a couple of different things. He first blesses him that he should be fruitful and he should multiply, he should fill the world again. And then he gives him permission to eat meat. For the first time, Adam HaRishon was not permitted to eat meat. He only ate of the fruits and of the vegetables of the earth. And Noach now was able to eat meat, and he's given that at this point also in the beginning of Perek Tes. And then at the end of this first paragraph of this first conversation, Hashem reiterates the prohibition of murder. The Ramban explains now that he's just been permitted to kill animals, which had never before been allowed. He wasn't ever to go near animals, certainly wasn't able to kill them for their meat. So now that he was able to kill them for their meat, so Hashem reiterates the fact, yes, the animals you can kill for the meat, but you're certainly not permitted to kill other human beings. Within that context, he also prohibits suicide, as learned out from these psukim as well. Now, at the end of that discussion of the prohibition of killing, there's a very odd phrase that the Ramban takes up. It's in Pasuk K. The Pasuk says, V'yachas dimchem l'nafshoseichem edrosh. Your own blood, for taking your own life, the blood which should be in your own souls, if you take your own life, I will pursue that, meaning I will hold you accountable for it. And then the Torah says, Miyad kol chaya edreshenu. From the hands of the animal, so to speak, from the animal world themselves, I will also demand it. I will hold them accountable. So the Ramban is very bothered by the phrase, what does that mean, that if you take your own life, I'll hold you accountable, and even if an animal were to take your life, is what the Pasuk seems to imply, I'll hold the animals accountable for that. And the Ramban asks, Tamani, how can this be? Im hadrisha kimashma, if you read the Pasuk in the way that it would simply seem to be, miyad hachaya kamo miyad ha'odam lios onesh badavar, how can it be that you're going to hold the animals accountable for killing a human being? Ve'ein b'chaya da'as she'teonesh o'shetekabel schar. Animals don't have knowledge, they don't have free will, they don't have choice. Why would the pasuk seem to imply that an animal will be punished just like a person is punished? If an animal tramples a person to death, if an animal kills a person, it seems from the pasuk they'll be held accountable in the same way that a person would be. Frek the Ramban, how could that be? Animals don't have that aspect to them. So the Ramban suggests two answers. The first thing that he suggests is that even though they're not held accountable in the sense that they have free will and they chose to kill a human being, but the pasuk means exactly as it says, miyad kol chaya adreshenu. If an animal kills a human being, I will exact punishment from the animal, meaning that the animal will be killed. I will take the animal out. The animal cannot continue to live in a world after killing a human being. The hierarchy of the world is such that as human beings are on the top of the food chain, if an animal were to kill a human being, even though it wasn't the animal's fault, it wasn't the animal decided to do so, an animal who does so forfeits its right to life. In the same way that Ramban says, the Torah has a halakha, which will later be given in the Torah, that if a person owns a cow and it gores somebody to death, we will kill that animal as well. Not as a monetary punishment to the owner, but just the animal can't continue to exist. Or we can't have an animal that we said, that animal killed a human being. So in the same way, says the Ramban, maybe that's what the pasuk means, that if an animal were to kill a person, I'm going to take out the animal as well. Then the Ramban suggests another idea, fundamental belief in all of Torah, which he puts into this beautiful phrase. He says, the pasuk which says, miyad kol chaya edreshenu, from the hands of the animals, I will exact it, doesn't mean that I will exact punishment from the animal, but that I will use the animal to exact punishment from you. Meaning it's speaking to a human being. You, the beginning of the pasuk, which is talking about murder, talking about killing. And I'm going to hold you accountable, and the pasuk says, umiyad kol chaya edreshenu. Not to mean, and if the animal kills you, I'll hold it accountable, but if you kill yourself, I'm going to hold you accountable. If you kill another human being, I'm going to hold you accountable, and I'm going to hold you accountable, you'll see, from the animal world. Meaning to say, I have many shluchim, I have many agents at my disposal, says Hashem. And if a beis din can't get you, do not think you're going to be getting away with it. I'm going to use everything in my power to exact a punishment, whether or not it comes from the animal world, or the next phrase, miyad ha'odam, whether or not it comes from a person, it will work its way out that you will find the punishment is exacted from you for your actions. And there, within this, the Ramban begins to develop that idea, that yisod, that despite the fact that the human courts have our responsibilities, there are certain times when we exact human punishment from another human being, there are many times when we can't. Whether or not it's for technical difficulties, we don't have the correct amount of witnesses, or whatever it may be. But the pasuk says, and this is where the Ramban quotes its first source, miyad kol chaya edreshenu, I will use my animal kingdom to exact that punishment, to hold you accountable, I will get at that which I need to get at. That, says the Ramban, is the meaning of this pasuk in here in the middle of Parshas Noach.